If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And in your favorite podcast platform, stanthonyalston.org is another place where you can check us out. That's our parish website. So I was talking yesterday, as I'm talking this week, about tweaking what you're going to do for Lent. This is the time to see what works and what doesn't. And one of the things I also talked about towards the end of the program is not being focused strictly on turning from sin. One of the things that I really struggle with, especially you find this in traditional circles, is two things. First of all, they're focused just on turning from sin, and then they spend their time telling other people how they are sinners. And that's not Catholicism. One of the things to keep in mind is, yes, we're supposed to turn from sin. You know, Cardinal Sarah, I've been pushing this book a lot. It's not a paid endorsement. I just love the book. The Catechism of Spirituality by Cardinal Robert Sarah. Excellent book. And he talks about, first of all, how we want to incorporate the Holy Spirit, the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But one of the other things is he really brings this whole understanding of how we're called to turn to Christ. And what sin does is it separates, it leads us from Christ. And that's one of the issues we want to be careful of. Sin leads us from Christ. And so if you're focused on drawing closer to Christ, you will by default want to turn from sin. And when you do fall in sin, you'll want to turn around and get back in graces with God. And that's important. That's what confession is all about. You know, people will tell you, and this is another thing here. You know, you have the rule: you shouldn't receive confession, Eucharist, if you have a mortal sin. So you need to go to confession so that you can receive the Eucharist. Well, you know, again, this is one of those things that I say, yes, that's true, but it's very, very poorly expressed. And that was always the rule. That's what they used to teach in the Baltimore Catechism, which, you know, I don't like that. I gave the example in my homily earlier this week on the radio show, and you heard it last week on the podcast, where I talked about that awful cartoon of Billy had four mortal sins. And he went to see the priest, but he was afraid of saying one of those mortal sins, so he didn't say it. So he walked in the confessional with four mortal sins, and he walked out with five. That old fire and brimstone preaching. Wow, that's really, especially because you have to realize that was taught to teenagers. What a horrible way to teach the faith. It was terrible. Why? Because it focuses just on sin. And someone on Twitter happened to see this. They were from another part of the world, and they said I never heard of the Baltimore Catechism. What is this? And that's how the context came in. Someone said, there's a classic example. And someone else I was talking to the other day never heard of fire and brimstone teaching. They were from another part of the world. And I said, yes, fire and brimstone teaching, very common here in the United States. Which is an example of what I just gave. Billy went to confession with four mortal sins, and he didn't confess one. So he walked out of that confessional with five. And now he's closer to hell than he would have been if he didn't confess at all. Which, by the way, would be, if you did the math, that's true. So it really shows you how bad that example is. Do you see? And they never heard that. And I'm like, wow, that's really fascinating. And that's what happens with this focus on sin. So I was saying yesterday to priests, if all you do is preaching on sin, you are doing, that's very easy to preach on sin. Anyone can get up there and say people shouldn't be doing this. Anyone can preach on that. And people say all the time, you know, you should be preaching more on this, that, and the other thing. Well, no, I should only be preaching more on this, that, and the other thing if people need to hear that they shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other thing. If they don't, then there's no reason to preach on it. You know, that's the reality. You know, I should talk to people who only speak English about not speaking French. Why would I do that? They don't speak English. They don't speak French. They're never going to speak French. Why would I do that? By the way, why would I tell people not to speak French? I don't know. I was just giving it as an example. But you see that, and only focusing on sin is a lazy form of preaching. And I give it the example of the comedians say that if all you preach is what is known as blue humor, which is adult humor, that's a lazy form of humor. A lot of comedians will say that. It's a lazy form. It's also not as profitable as preaching good family-oriented humor. Other experts in comedy will tell you. It's a lazy form of humor. And they will say, if you're really going to be good at your craft, don't preach, don't do blue humor if you're a comedian. Well, preaching nothing on sin is exactly in the same category. And I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, if you ever want to attend Mass here at St. Anthony Parish, know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you want to say, hey, I want to experience this 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, they say that's the chanted Mass. That's the Mass where I chant the Mass parts and people chant in response, including the Our Father. It really gives a good atmosphere, a good spiritual liturgical atmosphere to the Mass. So if you want to experience that and you're looking for a parish to call home, here is, I'm going to encourage you, invite you to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. But now, I also want to say that maybe you're not ready to put anything in your collection plate, and you're saying, in the collection basket, and you say, well, you know, I'm not ready to do that yet. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. If you feel self-conscious and you think people are looking at you to see if you contribute anything to the basket, which, by the way, they don't, but if you were to do that, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. Doesn't go for any other parish or church. So, if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But don't throw the stone. Also, keep in mind that we are located on the internet at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Now, what do I mean by preaching nothing but sin is the equivalent of a comedian preaching blue humor, which comedian experts say is lazy preaching? Well, it's simple. Anyone can preach on nothing but sin. And some people calling people to turn from sin are preaching homilies that you could give at an atheist service. And yes, they do exist. People who don't believe in God, you could give the same homily. So you want to be careful of that. What you want to do is you want to teach people to draw closer to Christ and then encourage them to turn from sin so that they can draw closer to Christ and understand that the more you draw closer to Christ, the more you're going to turn from sin. So that's an important distinction, and that's why you want to build people and develop people in their prayer life. That's why you want to encourage them habits of prayer, encourage family prayer, encourage family rosary, encourage daily rosary. Even teach people some of the apps that are there. There are apps that will help you to do even the Divine Office when you're driving, but your focus is, oh, by the way, because they recite the Divine Office for you. They don't help you to read it as you're driving. That would be kind of stupid. Sorry, I wanted to make sure I clarified what that meant. So, Yeah, you know, there are apps that help you to do that. And, you know, maybe teach on that and help people to develop that relationship with Christ. Now, if you say that it is not Catholic to develop a relationship with Christ, you do not know your Catholic faith, because it is. The saints talked about it. Many of the major spiritual writers of today, including Cardinal Robert Sarah, talk about it. You find it in the popes. You find it in every. So, yes, this whole idea that having a spiritual relationship with Christ is not Catholic, that's a lie. I don't know where that comes from, but it may have come from these aspects of traditional Catholicism that aren't really well guided. And that's an important. I have nothing against traditional Catholicism. This is important. But there are elements that aren't well guided because they went back and they grabbed things that people didn't like then. And, you know, and so they didn't like them then. And so they said, well, back then they said there was a problem, and people say, oh, this is the way they used to do it in the old days. Kind of reminds me when I was, I lived in California for about 6 years. And one of the things I discovered is things would come from California and they'd make them ideas in the East Coast. But what they didn't realize is they tried it in California, it didn't work, and they get rid of it. But by the time it reaches the East Coast, people hadn't realized that they didn't work in California. So what happens is it's like, well, they did this in California. Yeah, they did it in California and it didn't work. But they didn't tell you that part. Well, it's the same thing. People say, well, they used to do that back in the 40s. Yeah, and it didn't work then. But you didn't realize that. And that's why they made the changes. So that's an important consideration. So we talked about some things. And so anyway, to priests, when you're preaching, especially during Lent, yes, focus on turning away from sins at times, but also focus on leading people to deepen their relationship with Christ most of the time. We'll talk more on Monday, on the first week of Lent. Have a blessed week.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.